pounds or any scores. And also, Hogan does a lot of the work on the punting. Dixie, with a wind facing the Rebels this time, actually coming a little bit out of the southwest. A kick by Hogan, and it's driven deep into the end zone. John Smiley in the end zone, about 8 yards deep, decides better of trying to come out, and so Dixie will take over first down and 10 and put it at the Dixie 20-yard line. We're off and running, so to speak. But it's one of the challenges for Dixie is going to be to overcome the rushing defense by Ricks College. Ricks College is the second toughest on rushing defensively, second only to Dixie. Wide left. Let's check the numbers. Ron Wade to the left. Joey Boxley to the right. Todd Reeves, the quarterback. Starting at tailback. Looks to be Marcus Brown behind Jordan Christensen. The pitch to Brown. Poor pitch. Brown trying to scramble now. Brown will be thrown for a loss. A loss of 5 yards. The pitch was right at the ankles of Marcus Brown. And Rex, you have shades of what took place at Rexburg. The timing not there.
Hey, we talked a little bit earlier, Larry, about the chances of Ricks College being down and dead for this ball game. But right now at the 20-yard line, on that loss of 5 yards there, there's no way that Ricks College is going to take a back seat to Dixie during this ball game. Their defensive line was in there quick, and they're fired up and ready to go.
Some of the key man, Jason Buck, the key man, big number 99 at 6'6". Buck has been as tough a defender as there has been in the league singly this year. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown. Brown gets 2 yards of it back. Tripped up there as he got through the line of scrimmage. Number 93 on the tackle for Ricks College is Aiyah Pope. Pope, a big defensive lineman at 5'11", not tall, but 236 pounds, and does a job. Marcus Brown with the carry. Make a third down, about 13 yards to go, and put it up near the Dixie 17-yard line. So Dixie struggling to begin the ball game. High formation on the running back. Quarterback Todd Reeves, back to pass. Question will be, does he have enough time? Pass intended for Wade, thrown behind him, incomplete. On the coverage out there for Ricks College is number 21, Willie Chai. Chai. And there's some emotion right now on number 97's part. That's Jess Savage. Savage, Jim Turner, Jason Buck, Aiyah Pope, the big front line there. And Jim Turner, the 6'1", 299-pound inside linebacker. Turner steps up into that line position every once in a while. He is the brother of Mike Turner, offensive lineman for Dixie. Punting situation right off the bat with fourth down and 13 yards to go. So Dixie not getting a whole bunch out of Ricks to begin things. The low driving kick comes down. And one bounce into the hands of Von Call. Call being chased at his own 40. Call tried to turn outside, will not get outside. Be thrown back at the 38-yard line. A Dixie player is down, but I think more out of disgust than anything else. Troy Hansen in there, along with number 23, Clint Daly and Scott Sifonia, all scrambling after him. Bring it down at the 38-yard line. After the punt, it's first down and 10 for Ricks College. And put it at the Ricks 38. The question now, can Dixie put enough pressure on Steve Lindsley, the quarterback for Ricks College, to force Lindsley out of the pocket? Lindsley is a drop back, get the pocket, and find your receiver type of quarterback. A good offensive line, as good a one as Dixie faces this year. Handoff goes to McGarry. McGarry, big hole. McGarry tripped up as he gets across the line midfield, but has the first down into Dixie territory. And Ricks College, if they are not fired up when they came onto the field, they're fired up now. Put it into Dixie territory, down at the Dixie 44-yard line. First down and 10. We may have a case, Rex, of the way Ricks matches up with Snow is the same way Dixie matches up with Ricks. The advantage to the underdog.
I think so, because Ricks College really don't have anything to lose today. They have a chance to lose and end up in last place, which is true. But yet they remember that win that they got earlier in the season, and I'm sure they're out for revenge as well.
First down and 10 at the Dixie 44-yard line. McGarry caught in his own backfield and dragged down. There on the tackle, Gary Justice. Justice, who was injured early in the ball game at Rexburg and has been struggling a little bit with injury ever since, throws the running back, McGarry, for a loss. Make it about a yard and a half. Second down. A long 11 coming up just on the other side, the Rick side, at the Dixie 45, almost to the 46. Make it a short 12, if you would like. With 12:27 left in the first quarter of play. Wide to the right for Ricks College goes Larry Wobig. Wobig has been one of the top receivers for Ricks College all year. Also in motion is Lad Ellsworth. Back to pass. Lindsley has some time. Throws out into the flat. Too big, or is it caught? Yes, it is. It is caught. Falling out of bounds. Complete to number 22, Larry Wobig. And Lindsley to Wobig, as Coach Greg Croshaw says, that receivers core is not that fast, but they have sticky fingers. They showed that in Rexburg, Idaho. Put it down at the Dixie 34-yard line. Enough for the first down. First and 10. And Lindsley having enough time. That offensive line is going to be the key on both sides today. How long will the quarterbacks have to pass? In motion. Ricks College, flag on the play. In the backfield, Hamilton trying to turn outside. Hamilton does turn outside and then gets leveled as he gets to the 33-yard line. There on the tackle is number 21, Leon Austin. Flag, Rex, did you catch the penalty on Ricks College?
I really didn't see it. I saw the flag go high in the air, Larry, but it looked to me like it had to be a motion call, but we'll just have to wait and see what the official says. I was watching the guy in motion, and when I turned back around, the flag was about 24 feet in the air, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Talking with Dixie's Dave White right now, among others. Bring it back. Is it second and nine, or are you going to mark off the yardage? Five-yard penalty against Ricks College. So it'll be first down and 15 and put it back at the Dixie 39. Ricks College with power, with potential. Ricks nationally ranked this year as high as seventh. Dixie twice has been at that number four position. They were number four last time these two teams met. Two receivers to the left. In motion comes number 20, Ladd Ellsworth, left to right. Back to pass, Lindsley. Lindsley, draw play, gives it to Kurt Holt. Holt lifts some running room. Holt does not get the first down, but gets plenty of room. Big hole, huge hole, as the pressure came from the outside, and Holt went right up the middle. No stopping Kurt Holt until he got near that first down territory. He is not there. Put it near the 23-yard line. Closer to the, or I should say near the, yes, it would be the 23. As actually, we began at the 34 on that first and 15, so it'll be second down. And about 4 yards to go to McGarry, to the outside. McGarry has some running room. McGarry has the end zone all the way. Touchdown, Ricks College. With 10:57 left in the first quarter of play, Ricks College manhandling Dixie once again. And it's 6-0, and this looks very much like what happened to Dixie at Rexburg, Idaho. Ricks College has Dixie's number so far. And the question is, can Ricks keep it up? So far they have. Ricks College owns a victory over Dixie already this year. One victory. Snow College seems to be able to manhandle Ricks. And CEU did a job on Ricks last week, and that cost Ricks the championship. To do the kicking, let's check and see if it's going to be Hogan or if it's going to be Delgado. It looks like Hogan will be the man to do the kicking. Jim Hogan. The snap, the kick by Hogan is up. It looks good. It is 7-0 Ricks with 10:57 left in the first quarter, back in 60 seconds.
Looking for a place to buy, rent, or sell? Then look no further than Jerry Jensen Rental Agency. Jerry Jensen Rental Agency has a complete list of all available home and apartment rentals, as well as a list of properties and homes for sale. The Jerry Jensen Rental Agency staff is devoted to serve you with their time and their professionalism. So when you're in need of a place to rent or purchase for an investment, contact Jerry Jensen Rental Agency, 590 East St. George Boulevard. Why put doubt in your tires? Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires, just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
John Smiley up the sidelines on the kickoff return. Smiley brings it across midfield. Smiley got a couple of key blocks, brings it across midfield down near the Ricks 45-yard line. It will be marked at the 45. Smiley began a yard deep in that end zone. Ricks, beautiful blocking by Dixie. The kickoff was there.
Yeah, that's true, Larry. He had a freight train right in front of him. As he went right in front of us, he had about four guys in front of him blocking, and he kept hauling left, right, left, you know, and they was following his directions, and he picked up extra yardage and good yardage.
First down and 10 at the Ricks 45-yard line. Fake the handoff. Back to pass. Reeves down and out pattern. Short. Intended for Boxley. Right there on top of him was Ty Torkel. Boxley had the pass thrown short, and Reeves, who had his worst passing day of his career at Dixie College against Rick's last time out, is struggling again today. As in two attempted passes, two incomplete passes. Todd Reeves, the quarterback. Nobody backing him up except the tight end, Kenny Monk. Now, Brad Probst did a good job against Ricks, but it was late in the game. 7-0. Ricks leads. Second down, 10 yards to go. Handoff, Marcus Brown. Brown looking for some blocking. Brown gets four quick yards and almost a late hit by Ricks College. Very close to timing it, but not. Put it down at the Ricks 41-yard line. Marcus Brown now on the plus side. As Marcus Brown on the carry that time. They get third down, about 6 yards to go at the Ricks 41-yard line. Wide right is Joey Boxley. Wide left, Ron Wade. Ricks College with a big defensive line. Ricks, good defensive ball club. The problem seems to be in the secondary. That's what Snow is able to pick apart. Back to pass. Reeves, down and out pattern. Pass complete. Enough for the first down. Pushed out of bounds is number 82, Greg Sharp, the tight end. Sharp came out of that slot position as the tight end to pick off that pass. First down and 10 for Dixie. And Rex, it looks like Dixie's going to go to that short pattern and try to undercut a little bit of that Ricks defense.
Well, I think they really have to, Larry, because Ricks is so strong up, defensively right now, and they really are anticipating that Dixie's going to be running more than passing. So I think Dixie's just going to go down that short 5 or 6 yards in and out pattern and try to get something going that way.
Watkins to the left, to the right comes Joey Boxley. Dixie trailing 7-0. This is shades of last week. We may have a wild game. Take the handoff. No, handoff goes right up the middle of Jordan Christensen. Christensen surprised to find himself all alone, almost to a first down. Christensen, as Rick shot right on by Christensen, had the hole, and Christensen suddenly had 5 yards of daylight in any direction before Ricks could finally recover. Christensen very close to a first down. Rex, your educated guess. Is it first down or is it not? It looks like to be inches short from our angle.
Oh, well, standing right in front of it, Larry, it looks like it's probably a good 5 to 6 inches short right now. But that had to be a good hole opening by that offensive line because Christensen just boomed through there and had that extra yardage. And Ricks College at that point was anticipating a pass play, but right now, Larry, it is about 4 or 5 inches short.
Second down just inside the Ricks 25-yard line. Rex, I don't know if you could catch the expression on Christensen's face, but from the way he stood out there and beyond the defensive line, it looked like he was surprised to find himself through there so fast.
Well, I don't really think he was surprised, but I think he was surprised because he pretty much went down by tripping over his own feet. He was stumbled up once there by one of the defensive backs, but yet he had a wide open field if he'd got past that one defensive player. And I think he was a little bit surprised at that more so than opening through the hole.
Ricks has been tougher on Dixie defensively than almost any team except maybe CEU at Eastern Utah this year. And off goes to Marcus Brown. There's the first down. Let's double check. Brown or Unga, Rex? Was that Finney Unga this time?
It looked like it was Marcus Brown from our angle. He went through there so fast, he almost like a bolt of lightning. And it looks like it was number 22, Marcus Brown.
It was Marcus Brown, the young man who is the offensive player of the week from last week. Enough for the first down. First down and 10. And put it at the Ricks, just inside the 24-yard line, almost to the 23. First and 10 for the Rebels. And Dixie trying to get that score back. Ricks made it look easy as Ricks got through in a hurry. Dixie, big offensive line, trying to take advantage of it. Back to pass, Reeves. Screen pass, complete, comes to Jordan Christensen. First down, Christensen inside the 5, down at the 5. Christensen, two Ricks players cracked helmets over Christensen. Christensen went down hard when he was finally tackled, but the screen pass to Christensen at the angle. Beautiful play, and it's first and goal for Dixie. Rex. Dixie has found a secret on the Ricks defense, apparently, this time.
Well, apparently, on these first 3 or 4 downs here, they've been blitzing some of their linebackers. Right? They really haven't been dropping back for that pass. And so Christensen has been able to get through there and pass those linebackers and able to go out for that short 10 or 15-yard pickup. And so those linebackers are still in the backfield when the ball is out in the flat.
8:47 left in the first quarter. First down and goal to go at the Ricks 5-yard line. Dixie trying to get the score back. Hand off Marcus Brown. Brown not getting to the goal line, but getting some yardage. Gang tackle back. On the tackle, leading the way, is number 93, Saia Pope. Also in there is number 40 for Ricks College. That's Rob Lee. Mark it down near the 2.5-yard line, make it a gain of a couple of yards, or 2-plus yards for Marcus Brown. Second down, goal to go. Almost 3 yards to get to the goal line. And Marcus Brown getting a little more running room than he did at Rexburg, and that isn't a whole bunch today yet. Second and goal. Reeves rolls to the right, looks into the end zone, throws the pass complete to Marcus Brown. Touchdown, Dixie. 7:58 left in the first quarter, and although Brown took a shot from number 9, Ty Torco, Brown hung onto that football. Touchdown on the pass with 7:58 left, and Marcus Brown owns another TD. Brown is the third leading scorer in the conference. In fact, the top three scorers in the conference all come from Dixie. And the number one scorer trying to add to his total right now, Russ Moody. Moody with the attempt at the point after can tie it. The snap is up. The kick is up. Is it good? Yes, it is. 7-7 tie, 7:58 left in the first quarter, back in 60.
A lot of people have tried the milkshakes at A&W Drive-In and agree that they are the best in town. So why settle for less? If you're paying for a good one, be sure to get a good one. And that means an A&W milkshake. Of course, everyone knows how good the A&W root beer is, as well as their sandwiches, fries, and onion rings. It's a fact. The food is superb at A&W. Enjoy car service or go inside for the year-round comfort in their dining room.
You know, it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner community in which to live. That's what we mean when we mention the name of Ideal Waste. It's true. At Ideal Waste, they never stop. They work day and night with their professional staff to make Washington County a better place to live. Next time you see the big red, white, and blue trucks, just remember, they're making America and Washington County a better place to live.
Flag on the kickoff. We may have a procedure call coming up against Dixie. Rick's bringing it back near the 30-yard line before Dixie. Surrounded number 42, John Kelly. Kelly on the return. There is a flag upfield, and we may have a procedure call against Dixie. Encroachment against the Rebels. Does Ricks want the football at the 30, or do they want Dixie to kick it again? That's the next question. For Marcus Brown, if you look at one set of figures, that's touchdown number 8 on the year for Marcus Brown. And if you look at another set of figures, that's touchdown number 9 for Marcus Brown. Anyway, that's touchdown pass number 16. For Todd Reeves on the year. The penalty against Dixie will be declined. First down and 10. Put it at the Rick's 30-yard line. So John Kelly brings it back to the 30. 7:54 left in the first quarter of play, and we have a 7-7 tie. Lindsley, the quarterback, doing a job with some sticky-fingered receivers. The first series of downs. Rick's take the handoff, rolling to the right. Lindsley having some time over the middle. Deflected, intended for Todd Reeves. Todd Erickson almost picked off by Jack Reeve. Rex. Reeve had it on the shoulder, but it was not really that good for him to handle. Enough to deflect.
Well, that's really true, Larry. And, of course, Reeves is he's in there on any play. And where the ball is, Reeves is there. But yet, any time it goes off the shoulder, off the hands, anything like that, a ball that is tipped is really hard to hang on to, especially when it's coming from the direction of the wrong way, because Reeves really does an outstanding job no matter where he's at.
Two receivers to the left. Kelly wide to the left. Another receiver out there with him, Kelly, going in motion left to right, split the running backs behind Ricks. Back to pass. Here comes Lindsley under pressure. Lindsley steps up. Lindsley lets fly down deep. There is Ricks' receiver complete. First and 10 into Dixie territory. John Smiley beaten deep by number 83, Kurt Matthews. And once again, Lindsley dodges the bullet as Dixie was ready to swarm over Lindsley, and Lindsley finds Kurt Matthews. Lindsley seems to bring out the best in himself against Dixie. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 26-yard line, and here comes Ricks again. And Dixie, having 41 points scored against the Rebels in Rexburg, it looks like it may be that much or more this week. Snow College scoring 42 last week. Lindsley, having some time back there, that time was being rushed and had to scramble to get the pass away. Back to pass, Lindsley. Lindsley throwing deep into the end zone. Push off. It should be flag on the play, and it should be offensive pass interference. The pass is into the end zone complete, but number 22 for Ricks College, Larry Wobig, pushed off Offensive pass interference, Rex. That was easy to call all the way.
It was obvious, Larry. Number 22 had number 24 of Dixie beaten, but right there at the very last, he just put his two big paws right in the back of his back and pushed him, and it was just as obvious, just like Dave from Knight. So it was a good call on the official's part. It's a big, tough break against Rex College.
15-yard penalty. Bring it back to the 41-yard line of Dixie College. Dixie getting a break, but helped along by the Ricks receiver that time. I see Jim Simmons is with you. Ricks, make it second down. Loss of down, too. Second down. 25 yards to go. And Ricks penalty, costing them a touchdown. Without that push-off, I don't think the defender would have allowed Ricks to get the football. Back to pass, Lindsley has some time. Lindsley throwing out into the flat, complete to Erickson. Erickson gets back most of that penalty yardage plus some. Put it down near the 21-yard line, and Dixie cannot stop Ricks. Right now, Ricks stopping themselves, put it down at the 21-yard line of Dixie. Make it third down, and about 5 yards to go. At the Dixie 21, Ricks College, Steve Lindsley has been uncanny in his two games against Dixie. Lindsley and the backup, Huntsman, also an outstanding quarterback. Third down, 5 yards to go, and Ricks College threatening to score once again. In motion, Ellsworth. Wide receiver left is Wobig. Running and rolling is Lindsley. Pass complete, no, incomplete. Right there was number 20, Ellsworth, being covered out there. Let's double-check the number. It looks like Dennis Carpenter. Nope, that isn't Carpenter. Rex, our man out there on the coverage, apparently is number 42, Taz Smith, the man on the coverage. Almost completes the first down, make it fourth and five instead. And it looks like we're going to have shades of last week with Snow College. Is this going to be a tough one all the way, Rex?
That's true, Larry. Of course, I missed that one last week because I was down in the Virgin Valley area broadcasting that state championship game. But it looks like another shootout at the OK Corral this afternoon.
38-yard field goal attempt by Hogan. No attempt to block it. Hogan booms it through, and Ricks takes the lead 10-7 over Dixie with 6:15 left with that tailwind. And the field goal good. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back.
This time of year, economy comes cheap at St. George Volkswagen. The time has come to see St. George Volkswagen and drive off with a great deal on the remaining 83 Volkswagens. They've lowered the prices to clear out the 83s, and some of the 84s are already in, and you can make a great deal on those, too. How about an 83 Quantum wagon loaded with the goodies, including air? Factory suggested retail price, $13,670. For just $10,250, it's waiting for you at St. George Volkswagen.
6:15 left in the first quarter of play, 10-7. Ricks with the lead over Dixie. Ricks, in the first two times Ricks had the football, the Vikings have been able to score against Dixie.
Well, that's true, Larry. And, of course, the way they're moving the ball today, I don't think they're going to let that momentum down unless Dixie gets a substantial lead. Of course, this kick right here is the shortest one they've had all afternoon, and that may be a turning point.
The kick dropped by Smiley. Smiley picks it up on the run. Smiley looking for help. Smiley gets beyond the kicker, Jim Hogan, and brings it clear back to the 42-yard line, almost to the 43 of Dixie. Once again, a big run back by Smiley. And so Smiley, in spite of dropping the football, brings it back to the Dixie 43, first down and 10 at the Dixie 43. Part of the key today is going to be who scores last. It's going to be a challenge. Two receivers coming to the right, one to the left. Nope, Boxley coming out. It's Watkins and Wade, wide receivers on each side. Split the running backs behind Reeves. Pitch goes to Jordan Christensen. Christensen turns upfield to get hit. Right at the line of scrimmage, gets another yard. It's ridden down. Christensen gets a yard, and that's it. There on the tackle is number 59 for Ricks College. That's Curtis Sampson. Sampson on the tackle. Jordan Christensen on the run. Make it second down, about 9 yards to go, and put it closer to the Dixie 44-yard line. Ricks double tough on the rush. The only team that's been tougher this year on the rush is Dixon. Boxley to the right. Wade to the left. Quarterback Todd Reeves. Do you look for Boxley? Rick starting to drop back. Reeves looks for help. Pumps once, pumps twice, gets hit as he unloads the football. Zaia Pope on the tackle. And I notice Pope is not doing his Gastineau dance right now. Make a third down, 9 yards to go. At the Dixie 44-yard line, incomplete pass, and the reason why that one was incomplete, Reeves pumped twice, and by the time he pumped the second time, Pope was right there. The Dixie offensive line has had more problems with Rick's defense than any defense this year as far as protecting the quarterback. It was that way at Rexburg, and once again, that way today so far. 10-7, Rick's with the lead. Third down, 9 yards to go. Reeves over the middle. There's going to be an offensive or defensive pass interference call. Obvious call intended out there for Greg Sharp. Over the back of Sharp was number 23, Terry Hartzog. And Rex, I don't think there was any question about that one.
Well, that's for sure, Larry. Every player down here on the Dixie side was all over the referee then. Of course, by the time they were on the referee already had his flag flown. And it was almost as obvious as that last one in the end zone, Larry. And Dixie getting some crucial breaks at that point.
5:23 left in the first quarter of play. They get first down and 10 and put it at the Rick side of the field, down at the Rick's 46-yard line. Dixie with one score already. I formation on the running backs once again. Some defensive signals coming. The blitz is on. The handoff right into the middle of that blitz. And Rick's going, stopping Dixie in a hurry. Jason Buck on the tackle. Rick's likes the blitz, likes to run those defenders in there. Also in there on the tackle, in addition to Buck, is number 96, Jim Turner. Make a second down and 10. No gain at all for Christensen. Second down, 10 yards to go. Put it at the Rick's 46-yard line. Dixie struggling against Rick, while Rick seems to have an easy time against the Dixie defense. Wide receivers on each side. Reeves over the middle, intended for Boxley. It is not there, and Boxley was open, Rex.
Yes, he was, Larry. He had the defender beaten probably a good couple of yards, but the pass was just slightly ahead of him, and he couldn't come up with a catch. So at that point, a third down play.
Let's check in with Jim Simmons. Jim, on the Rick side of the field, it looks like there's plenty of enthusiasm on that side.
Yes, there is, Larry. They came down to play. You can tell they're out to knock off the champs.
Ron Way to the left, Boxley to the right. Quarterback, Todd Reeves. High formation on the running backs once again. Third down, 10 yards to go. Ricks is going to have some fun on defense. Back to pass, Reeves has some time. Over the middle, almost intercepted. The man was there. Intended out there for number 87 for Dixie College. That's Craig Povey. Povey coming in at tight end. Povey, the young man from Ben Lomond High School. Flag in that backfield. Is it against Dixie or is it against Ricks? Apparently against Dixie. It's either fourth down and 10 yards to go on that incompleted pass, or it's third down and double yardage. Illegal use of hands. Declined. Make it fourth. Fourth and 10. So Ricks has been able to stop Dixie two out of the three times that the Rebels have had the football. Dixie has not been able to stop Ricks. Slowed them down with just a field goal the last time, and that was helped along by an offensive pass interference call against Rick College. To do the kicking, Bob Hagedorn, the number one punter in the conference, but did not have much action last week. Hagedorn, fake the kick. A lot of people coming through. Hagedorn, will they stop? No help back there. Hagedorn taking some time, and Rick takes over the football back at the Dixie 36-yard line. So on a 4th and 10 situation, Hagedorn taking some time to get the punt away, and Rex was right there in the lap of Dixie. Rex, what's taking place on that offensive line that allows Rex to get through so easily?
The offensive coaches right now, Larry, are just beside themselves because Hagedorn or any of the offensive backs are really not getting the time that they need and they deserve to get around any end out there. And, of course, on that time, Hagedorn didn't have any time at all because he had four defensive guys right on top of the ball, or else it would have been blocked and could have gone all the way for a touchdown.
First down and 10 at the Dixie 36, and here comes Lindsley, the quarterback. Lindsley, no pressure at all, not that much, throws the pass, incomplete, off the fingertips of number 20, Ellsworth. It was right there, and Ellsworth, in a rare case of dropping the football, Ricks just doesn't drop those passes when they get that close. Ricks running Dixie ragged once again. Second down and 10, put it at the Dixie 36-yard line. Ricks seems to have Dixie's number this year, just as Snow seems to be able to manhandle Rick's College. 4:24 left in the first quarter. Make it second down and 10 yards to go at the Dixie 36. And I see visions of Rexburg. This is exactly what was taking place at Rexburg. Dixie not giving Reeves enough time at quarterback, not blocking well on the offensive line, and it was the only poor performance by the offensive line this year. Back to pass, Lindsley. Plenty of time. Lindsley throwing to the outside. Is it intercepted? Batted down by Bush. Bush got in front of the receiver, John Kelly, and Bush got the left hand on it. Incompleted pass. Make it third down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 36. And the Dixie defensive backs are going to be like the dartboard in a shooting gallery right now. Jim, Rick seems to have Dixie's number on that side. They seem to be confident on that side.
Yes, they are, Larry. Just before that kick, the coach said watch for the short kick and get the rush in there, and that's what they did.
Wide receivers on each side. Coming to the left is Wobig. To the right goes Ellsworth. Ellsworth, who dropped what might have been a first down and goal pass. Back to pass Lindsley. Time again. There's a flag over the middle. Pass almost intercepted. Intended for Wobig. Too big for Wobig. Almost intercepted by Leon Austin. And there's a flag. Is it going against Ricks? Apparently so. Fourth down and 10. Face mask on the offense against Ricks. It'll either be third down and long yardage or fourth down and 10. Does Dixie want to keep it or not? That's well within field goal territory for Jim Hogan, although the wind is shifting a little more out of the west. A penalty to Klein. So the incompleted pass will stand, make it fourth down and 10. And once again, Riggs has to look for that field goal unit. Double check some numbers. Here comes Hogan again. Jim Hogan, sophomore kicker, 6'3", 191 pounds out of Bunnell, Florida. This time, the attempt will be from 53 yards away. Already, it's 10-7, Ricks. The difference, the field goal, a 38-yarder by Hogan. And Hogan, who has the strong toe, Delgado not doing the kicking this week. The snap is good. The kick by Hogan looks plenty long enough, and it looks like it's on. No, it's off to the left. Just made it at the last. So the field goal missed. 53-yard field goal attempt missed. And just wide to the left, Rex, that was close from your angle. At least it looked like from my angle.
Well, it was, Larry. Of course, anytime you think anything is close or a long ways away, when you consider a 53-yard field goal and you've got to be only inches away, that's got to be a darn good kick, especially for a junior college athlete. He's got the toe on him, and he can kick it from almost anywhere in the field. And like you say, Larry, it was close.
First down and 10 at the Dixie 36, the first time Rex has been stopped, but not without an attempt. Slot man right, wide receivers on each side. Reeves. Now pattern overshoots Boxley. Reeves never had good control of the football. Boxley was there on the coverage as number three, Baron Smith. And I'm beginning to wonder if there's almost a mental aspect as far as the rush. Second down and 10, put it at the Dixie 36. Ricks has been able to find a secret against Dixie. Now the Snow College coaches, their comment against Ricks is that Ricks is very predictable on offense. 4:06. I guess you could say if you have the number one passing team of the country, you're going to go to the air an awful lot. First down and 10 at the 36. Handoff goes to Brown. Brown gets a couple of yards, but nothing else on the carry. Get it up near the 38-yard line. Third down, about 8 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 38. Not quite as big a crowd as we had last week. A lot of the edges off. Make it a long 8, almost 9 yards to go. A lot of the edges off of this Dixie crowd and also the Dixie team. Dixie has clinched the championship. They already have the bowl bid in their hip pocket and have accepted it in the fourth ranking in the country, trailing 10-7 right now. Reeves back to pass. Throwing. There's his receiver. Boxley cannot hang on to it. Hit immediately by Baron Smith. Boxley would have had first down. Incomplete pass. Once again, fourth down. 8 yards to go at the Dixie 38. And Dixie, timing seems to be missing again, just like it was last time. For Todd Reeves, he has missed two, then hit one, two, three in a row. Make that missing three, four, five in a row since. So three for 11. The snap, this time Hagedorn has some time and boots it away. Low kick, it doesn't get much of a bounce. Now gets a little bit of a Dixie bounce inside the 25 and will be touched down at about the 23-yard line. On that punt, Hagedorn not getting the good driving kick, got a low liner instead. First down and 10 for Ricks, and put it at the Ricks 23-yard line. Jim, comments defensively along the Ricks side. What are they doing differently against Dixie that Snow did not?
Putting pressure on the quarterback, I believe, Larry.
They're able to get through that deep offensive line a lot better than Snow has been able to.
Yes, they're in the backfield a lot.
Wide receivers on each side. Lindsley, the quarterback. Lindsley, who had a struggling day against Snow College. 3:19 left in the first quarter, 10-7. Lindsley, plenty of time again. Lindsley over the middle has it complete. Not enough for the first down, but it is complete to number 83, Kurt Matthews. Lindsley on the pass. 33 or 83, 33 I guess it was, coming out of the backfield. Pinkock, who does a lot of running also for this team, make it second down. Put it at the Dixie 29, or the Ricks 29-yard line. Second down, about 4 yards to go for Ricks College, a short four. Almost a triple set as the two backs split wide behind the quarterback. Now it goes to a triple set with one lone setback, and that is Pinkock. Movement, flag on the play. Here's encroachment against the first down no matter what. Incompleted pass. There's a flag on the other side. We may have offsetting penalties. Jim, the flag in front of you. Could you tell what that one was about?
It seemed like they both were for motion in the line. The one on this side is just thrown a little bit later.
Dixie, encroachment. No flag against Rick, so it's a first down anyway. So the 5-yard penalty against Dixie gives Ricks the first down. And Ricks yet to punt in this game. First down and 10. And put it at the Ricks 34-yard line. 2:31 left in the first quarter of play. 10-7. Ricks doing the job on Dixie. And Ricks, for some reason, has matched up very well against Dixie this year. Now, Dixie has been able to manhandle Snow. Snow has been able to manhandle Ricks. And Ricks has been able to manhandle Dixie so far. In motion, receiver. Right to left. Lindsley under pressure. Lindsley sacked. And that's what Dixie needed. Coming through there was Dixie in a hurry. Jack Reeve making the tackle. Reeve coming in from that linebacker position, got through, and that's what Dixie has been looking for. The first sack on Steve Lindsley and Rex. There might be a little more enthusiasm around that Dixie side now.
Well, I think Dixie's had the enthusiasm, Larry, especially defensive-wise. But they're even defensively, they've got to watch out for those pass patterns because they run excellent pass patterns and completing most of them.
Second down, 20 yards to go. Lindsley, draw play. Dixie to Pinkock. Gain of a couple of yards. No loss on the play. Back to the 21. And Dixie doing a little bit of Gastineau dance there. Jack Reeve doing a Jason Buck. Loss on the play of about a yard. Put it back near the Ricks 23-yard line. And I'm not sure if that's the wisest thing to do, but it's third down and 21 instead, almost 22 yards to go. Mark it at the 23. 21 and a half, almost 22 yards to go for Ricks College. And suddenly Dixie getting to the quarterback. And that's the secret for Dixie, is if they can get to quarterback Lindsley. Huntsman, when he comes in as an option quarterback and is used to scrambling, Lindsley is not. Back to pass. Lindsley having some time. No time. Another sack. Back inside the 15, down at the 14. Lindsley met in the back by Gary Justice. And Justice turns around and spits out a comment at Lindsley afterwards. Mark it at the 15. Twice in this series, Lindsley has been sacked. Make it fourth down. Back at the Ricks 15-yard line, fourth down and 29, almost 30 yards to go, and now we have the first punt of the day. Jim Hogan standing back near the goal line, Ricks leading 10-7 with 31 seconds left in the first quarter. The snap, Hogan has some time, gets away a beautiful spiral. Coming down to John Smiley at his own 33. Smiley looks to the outside. Smiley almost tripped up, reversing himself. He'll be dropped right at the 34, gets a yard, and that's it. The man who made the play is Kurt Holt, who came through and just got a hand on Smiley, enough to slow Smiley down. Mark it at the Dixie 34 after that punt. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 34-yard line, and we'll wait and see if Ricks can hang on to Dixie this time. Ricks has been able to do an outstanding defensive job against Dixie so far. 16 seconds left in the first quarter of play. 10-7. Ricks with the lead. Wade to the left, Boxley to the right. Quarterback Todd Reeves split the running backs this time behind Reeves. Poor snap, but Reeves will take it. On the keeper, no correction, John Smiley in at quarterback. Smiley suddenly in on the option in place of Reeves, and John Smiley has gone into quarterback. It looked like number 12, and then all of a sudden you see him run, and you know it has to be Smiley. So with that flexibility, a little bit of a gamble. Smiley had an outstanding game against Ricks last year. Should be close enough for the first down. Rex, you're there. It doesn't look like he has it.
Well, it looks like it may be just a little short. It's going to be very, very close, Larry. Of course, I'm standing right down here on the other end of the field on the 30-yard line because we've only got 10 seconds to go, and Dixie's going to be right down here in front of us.
John Smith. Rex, you want to say something else?
I was just going to say, going back to the reason they put Smiley in, I think that Smiley's actually had a good afternoon with his running back of kickoff returns and things like that. And so I think they want to get that little extra boost offensively with Smiley's running in there, trying to get him out of the pocket and to open things up a little bit more offensively. I think you'll see Reeves coming back in shortly, though.
10 seconds left in the first quarter. It is enough for the first down. First and 10 for Dixie. John Smiley, the quarterback who did the job at quarterback last year. Smiley started out as a wide receiver, now to a D-back, now back to quarterback. Last year, started out as a wide receiver, ended up a quarterback, starting quarterback. Wide receivers on each side. John Smiley, the backup quarterback this week. Smiley on the run, throws. Wobbly pass over the head of Ron Wade, incomplete. Wade ran into number 21, Willie Chai, but the pass had already passed over his head. Incompleted pass. Second down, 10 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 44-yard line. That was Smiley in there, sudden surprise. And now Ricks, after being used to the drop-back quarterback, Todd Reeves, will have to face the scrambler, John Smiley, who is more a runner than a quarterback. Wide receivers on each side. John Smiley, second down 10. Smiley on the option. Pitches back to Jordan Christensen. Christensen can't get back to the line of scrimmage. There on the tackle is number 66. George Aquina, and that ends the first quarter, 10-7. Ricks out in front, back in 60 seconds.
Attention businessmen in southern Utah. Are you worried about who to call for that load of material you need hauled in from Los Angeles? See Randall Distributing for your general trucking needs anywhere in the western states. Ask Charlie Randall about the good money-saving deals he can give you on tires, cement, chain link fencing, and antifreeze. Discover Randall Distributing at the Big Quonset Building, 761 Red Rock Road. Remember, if Charlie can't get it or truck it, you don't need it. Randall Distributing in the Industrial Park. Looking for a place to buy, rent, or sell? Then look no further than Jerry Jensen Rental Agency. Jerry Jensen Rental Agency has a complete list of all available home and apartment rentals, as well as a list of properties and homes for sale. The Jerry Jensen Rental Agency staff is devoted to serve you with their time and their professionalism. So when you're in need of a place to rent or purchase for an investment, contact Jerry Jensen Rental Agency, 590 East St. George Boulevard.
Once again, Todd Reeves back in at quarterback, and similar to what took place at Rexburg, the quick pass to Greg Sharp. Sharp was not looking, and the timing is off again. This looks like a rerun of what took place at Rexburg, Idaho, in the first game between these two. Incompleted pass, make it fourth down and 11 yards to go at the Dixie 43. Punting situation again. Dixie's been able to push across one touchdown, and that is it so far in this ball game. 14-48. Left in the first half, just underway in the second quarter. Hagedorn to do the kicking. This time we'll have a little bit of a tailwind. High snap. Hagedorn gets the thud away anyway. Gets a low scribbling punt, and it takes a Dixie bounce. Deep inside Rick's territory. Inside the 15, down near the 14. Hagedorn, after getting a high snap that he had to recover and then punted away, got the Dixie bounce and put it just inside the 15. Ricks College looking into the sun. First down and 10. Put it at the Ricks 15-yard line. And this time, the wind seems to be shifting suddenly to Ricks' back, or at least across the field. 14-40 left in the first half of play. Jim, on the other side. Ricks College. Adjustments. Could you hear of any adjustments being made to keep Lindsley protected?
No, I haven't heard anything yet. They were just one man short and were yelling for a fullback, but he came in, so they're ready to play now.
Split the running backs behind Lindsley. Lindsley sacked twice in that last series of downs. Lindsley to McGarry. Handoff to McGarry. Has some running room. McGarry breaks through into the secondary. McGarry breaks a tackle. McGarry still on his feet. First down and 10. McGarry. Dixie, time and time again, had a shot at him, and McGarry got away. And coming up limping is a Dixie defender. Rex, did you catch his number?
I couldn't see that, Larry. I was watching on that last play. There was an obvious clip over here on the sideline. Well, not the sideline, but on this right-hand side. And right now it's Jack Reeves coming out because he got clipped from behind, and neither of the officials was able to catch the penalty. But there were no flags thrown, and it was a nice pickup by McGarry.
And I'm sure that's what Coach Greg Croshaw is talking about right now, is Reeves came out and is limping. The break for Ricks in Rexburg was the injury to Gary Justice. Dixie had started to put pressure on the quarterback. Justice was injured. And then Ricks had it high, wide, and handsome from there on. Now Jack Reeve comes out. Twisted knee, twisted ankle, whatever. He's hurting. Limping to the sidelines. Reeve is out. The top linebacker for Dixie. 14-19 left in the first half, and it's first and 10 for Ricks. Shift, McGarry and Kurt Holt back to pass. Lindsley pumps once, pumps twice, complete to McGarry. McGarry's on the run. McGarry's going to get the touchdown unless Dixie can catch up. McGarry all the way for the score. And once again, Dixie cannot stop Ricks College. Ricks manhandling Dixie. Take the touchdown. First to take it 16-7. Dixie out in front. Jack Reeve goes down immediately. Ricks gets the pass to the halfback, and suddenly Ricks in command, 16-7, with 14:02 left in the first half of play. And this is almost an exact replay of the Ricksburg, Idaho game. To do the holding for Ricks College, number 10, Kent Huntsman, the quarterback, the backup quarterback. To do the kicking, Hogan. 14:02 left in the first half. The snap is high. The kick is down. It looks good. It is 17-7. Ricks out in front. 14:02 left in a half. Back in 30 seconds.
Wipe with doubt in your tires. Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires. Just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full service deck for better upkeep of your car.
Saying, and his biggest complaint is they got eight guys rushing and nobody in the backfield. He's just beside himself that they can't get any better pass coverage than what they've been getting this afternoon. So right now, everybody a little surprised that they've got that 10-point advantage, but yet we all knew that coming into the ball game today, Larry, that Ricks is an excellent passing team, and that's been their bread and butter all year long. So it may be a long afternoon. We'll just have to wait and see.
Three out of the five times Ricks has had the football, they've scored. And once missed on a field goal. Hogan with a kick coming down. Let's see who takes it. It's going to be Mike Bush at the 12-yard line. Bush looking for help. Bush breaks through at the 20-yard line. Gets run down at the 27-yard line. Smothered there by number two, Stephen Miller. Miller on the tackle along with number 51, Brett Richardson. Richardson, big rugged defender also, put it down at the 26-yard line. First down and 10 for Dixie. At their own 26, and now Dixie faced with a big deficit. They were never this far behind against Snow College. Wide receivers on each side. Joe Boxley yet to catch a pass from quarterback Todd Reeves. Reeves back to pass. Down and out pattern to Boxley. Boxley to run. Boxley trying to get around his man. Boxley still on his feet. Boxley finally tackled by Baron Smith. Short of the first down, Smith hung on. And that's about the only thing he could do. Once Boxley got away, there is nothing but green in front of him. It will be second down. Put it at the 36-yard line, a 35-yard line. Second down, about a yard and a half to go. Almost 2 yards at the 35. Wide receivers on each side. The slot man to the right, Todd Reeves, trying to rush that pass a little more. Here comes the blitz. Down and out pattern to Ron Wade. Enough for the first down. Almost a face mask by number 21, Willie Chai, as Wade ducked his head. Chai came across the top of the helmet, almost grabbed the face mask inadvertently. Dixie trying to use the short pass now as Reeves has picked up two quick passes. Put it at the Dixie 46, first down and 10 at the Dixie 46. Rex, of course, with that down and out pattern, if you don't get it right to the receiver, there's a danger of an interception for a touchdown. Let's go back to the quarterback Todd Reeves, first down and 10. Reeves, little time now. Reeves throws the screen pass, complete to Marcus Brown. Brown looking for running room, runs into his own blocker, barely gets back to the line of scrimmage. Rex. Rex is putting unusual pressure on the Dixie quarterback.
Well, they really are, Larry. And he and Todd Riggs really hasn't had that much time to throw today as compared to Lindsley for Riggs. Riggs really giving him about 6 to 7 seconds almost every time to throw the ball. And Dixie defensive line just hardly unable to get in there. It seems like they've been more of a rushing instead of a hit, spin and turn and then rush. You know, they just really haven't been getting in there like they normally have been. But Reeves has got to really have a lot more time to get set up and to find that open receiver.
Wide receivers on each side. Rob Watkins to the left. Now the quick pass to Rob Watkins. Gets a block this time. Watkins hit by the second man coming through. There on the tackle is Willie Chai. Watkins gets a couple of yards, and that's it. And Willie Chai, as Ricks is psyched up for this game, they want to give Dixie a loss going into that bowl game. Ricks on the... In the history of the two schools, Ricks owns a 23-14 advantage. Put it at the Dixie 48-yard line. Third down, about 8 yards to go for the Rebels. And Dixie on the verge of being stopped once again. Todd Reeves back to pass. This time has some time. Over the middle, complete to Joe Boxley. First down into Ricks territory. Boxley in a pack, as there are plenty of people around Boxley. Boxley may have a tough time getting his 100 yards today, but already has 1,000 yards on the air and is the number one receiver. Put it at the Ricks 41, just inside the 41. And Todd Reeves that time had a little more time to pass. Make it first down and 10 at the Ricks 41-yard line. Dixie down by 10, 17-7. Wide receivers on each side. The slot man left is a tight end. Let's see if that's Povey or Greg Sharp. And off goes to the tailback, Marcus Brown. This time, Brown with some running room. Breaks away, Brown short of the first down. Hanging on is Willie Chai, but Brown picked up some yardage. And the Dixie crowd starting to get with the program now. Put it down at the 32-yard line, a 9-yard gain by Marcus Brown. Second down and a yard to go. Brown, 250 yards last week. In 24 carries and 3 touchdowns. Has a touchdown reception today. Wide left is Watkins. To the right goes Boxley. Back to pass, Reeves. Swing pass. Comes to the backfield to Jordan Christensen. Enough of the first down. Christensen juggled the pass but hung on to it. Got enough of the first down on that little swing pass coming out of the backfield. First down and 10. Put it at the Ricks 29, Jim Simmons. Ricks still seems to be putting unusual pressure on Dixie, a lot more than Snow put on last week.
Yes, they are, but Dixie's, of course, now starting to move a little bit to the out patterns, and I look for him to come over to this side toward Boxley in the next couple of plays.
First down and 10, put it at the Ricks 29-yard line. Dixie threatening. Reeves, quick pattern, down and in pattern to Rob Watkins, breaks away. Watkins cannot break away for the touchdown, but does get the first down. Inside the 15, down near the 13, Jim Turner on the tackle. Ricks, with sure hands, both defensively and pass receiving wise. The pass complete to Watkins. Watkins spun and got away from his man for a moment. Make it first down and 10. Put it at the Ricks 13. Dixie having to struggle for each score. Ricks seems to be able to score almost at will on a couple of times. Be able to move that football well and easily. Reeves hands off to Marcus Brown. Brown gets a little bit of a hole. Brown still on his feet. Brown inside the 5 or right at the 5. Brown at 5'5 took with him number 59, Curtis Sampson. And that's something that didn't happen at Rexburg. Marcus Brown getting with the program, starting to feel his oats a little bit. Close to a first down, you better believe it. Make it second down about 2 yards to go and put it at the Ricks 5-yard line. Dixie getting some running yardage now. And that's something that Dixie was not able to establish at Rexburg. Dixie had a grand total of 20 yards in the game on the ground. Phil Matuauto into the tailback position. Hand off to Matuauto. Close to a first down? Very close. Does he have it? If he does, it's first and goal. Matuauto coming from that tailback position. Jim, they came to your direction. Does he have it?
He does.
Matuauto. Looks like Dixie's coming into that line on the run. Less tentative now. Am I right?
Jim.
Yes, they're really starting to hit in there, Larry, opening up those holes. Like I say, I believe that their flare pass about six plays ago, in which Dixie went out to the left side, really sparked that offensive line.
To the right goes Boxley. Dixie, first down and goal from the three-yard line. Dixie last time was able to punch it in from that position. They were not able to punch it in Rexburg. Reeves on the option now pitches out to the touchdown. Matua Uto. Phil Matua Uto. Good play by Todd Reeves. Just as he was about to be tackled, pitched it in to the left. Rex Winterton, beautiful play by Reeves to Matua Uto.
Yes, it was, Larry. And, of course, Todd Reeves on the carry was just about ready to be hit and sacked there for a couple-yard loss. And all of a sudden, at that last split second, flipped the ball off to Matuato and was able to scamper in that last 4 yards for that touchdown. So it was a big play for the Rebels to get back on the scoreboard, and hopefully now with that extra point, we'll only trail by three.
17-13, and Moody to do the kicking. Moody, the snap, the kick by Moody is up. And it is good. Make it 17-14. Dixie trailing Ricks College with 8:45 left in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Excellent food, satisfying drinks, and lovely girls to serve it to you. This combination is found at A&W Drive-In. Take the whole family, the girlfriend, or just yourself if you want to be really greedy, and enjoy a sumptuous repast at A&W. The selection of excellent food is enormous. But whatever you order, be sure to save room for one of those outstanding A&W milkshakes. Ah, how they bring back memories. And to think they really do still make them that way.
You know, it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner community in which to live. That's what we mean when we mention the name of Ideal Waste. It's true. At Ideal Waste, they never stop. They work day and night with their professional staff to make Washington County a better place to live. Next time you see the big red, white, and blue trucks, just remember, they're making America and Washington County a better place to live.
This is KDXU in St. George.
Thank you, XV Kelly. First down and 10 at the 20 for Ricks College. Hagedorn with a squib kick with a low trajectory kick, about 3 inches above the ground, just scooted right through the end zone. The wind is starting, well, there's still a little bit of a wind. Now shifting more to Dixie's back. Wide to the right comes Ellsworth. To the left goes Wilbig. It's been a while since the Ricks offense has been on the field, but the last time they came up with a big touchdown pass to McGarry. Long count by Lindsley. Lindsley has plenty of time, throwing over the middle to his back. Kurt Holt. Holt coming out of the backfield has the first down. First down and 10, and Lindsley once again with time to throw. And Lindsley, given time to throw, can pick the Dixie defense apart. First down and 10 for Ricks. Put it at the Ricks 30-yard line. Jim, they're running the pass patterns well over there, and Ricks still seems to be very confident.
Yes, they are. They're getting plenty of time to pass the ball, Larry. I think that's enough of the game. Dixie's got to get in there.
Wide to the right is Kelly. Wide receiver left also. Split the running backs behind quarterback Lindsley. Dixie. Handoff goes to Benny Hamilton. Hamilton tried to scoot forward. Hamilton gets a couple of yards. Hamilton, younger brother of Layman Hamilton of BYU. Benny has been injured much of the year, but can catch the pass. Can run with the football. Good prospect anyway. Put it near the 33-yard line. Make it second down and a long 7 coming up at the Ricks 33. Rex, or is that you, Jim? Rex.
No, that was not me, Larry. I was just talking to Jack Reeves over on the sideline with that last injury. He said that there was a bruise just slightly above his kneecap, but he said that he'd probably be back in on the second or third series of downs.
Lindsley throwing to McGarry out of that backfield. McGarry has enough for the first down, and then gets thrown out of bounds by Dixie. As Dixie is not enough to keep him from getting the first down, though. So Lindsley going to his backs as the Dixie defenders apparently are covering the receivers better. So the back's coming out of the backfield doing the job. And the officials rule no, it is not a first down. It'll be third down and short of first down yardage. Possibly. It looked to be enough for the first down. They need to get just across the 40-yard line to pick up the first down, and it is just across the 40-yard line, first down and 10, and put it at the Ricks 40. Ricks College not being stopped by Dixie. Three out of the five times Ricks has had the football on offense, they've scored. One other time, they had a field goal attempt only because of an offensive pass interference call that otherwise might have had a touchdown for Ricks. 17-14, Ricks leading over Dixie with 7:32 left in the half. First and 10 for the Vikings. Quarterback Lindsley back to pass. All the time in the world. The pass is complete into Dixie territory to Todd Erickson. Erickson all alone in the middle of four Dixie defenders. And once again, Lindsley with all of that time to pass. It's his man. First down and 10. And put it at the Dixie 33-yard line. If Ricks could play Dixie every week, Ricks would be national champion, and Dixie would not have a win the way it looks. But if Ricks could play Snow every week, Snow might be the national champion. It's amazing how these teams match up this year. Lindsley, the quarterback, shift to a one setback, and McGarry goes to a slot back position. Lindsley drops way back, has time. Throws the pass, too big for McGarry. Lindsley finally getting some pressure. Late. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 33. And Ricks, well within scoring territory. Hogan has the strong leg. Ricks has led 7-0, tied at 7. Then went ahead 10-7, then 17-7. Dixie got back to 17-14. Dixie has never led in this game, and we have 7:02 left in the first half. Not quite as exciting as last week, but more threatening to Dixie. Matthews to the left, Kelly to the right. Split the running backs again, and you look for the pass. Lindsley, under pressure, intercepted by Dixie. John Smiley up the sidelines, finally tackled by Tony McGarry, and that may be the break that Dixie's looking for. First turnover of the ball game. Smiley cut in front of his man. And picked off the pass. Jim, beautiful pass defense by Dixie that time.
Yes, it was, Larry. Smiley just came right in. Of course, I think the ball was a little underthrown. I think it was another timing play, which Ricks player was going on downfield instead of turning back up.
6:54 left in the first half of play. Dixie has it first down and 10. Put it at their own 42-yard line. Dixie. With the football, Reeves hands it off to Marcus Brown. Fumble on the play. Dixie hands it back. Jason Bach is there. Fumble on the play on the handoff. It was not there, and Dixie hands it back to Ricks. And I don't know what it is, if it's a case of the jitters or what, but Jason Bach comes up with a turnover. Dixie seems to want to hand it to Ricks right now. Dixie playing as poorly as they did in Rexburg. And Ricks College, tough way to get the first down, but they have it. First down and 10. As Jason Buck, the man who recovered. Dixie fumbles it right back into the hands of Ricks College. First and 10. Put it at the Dixie 38-yard line. And Steve Lindsley, another shot at that football. Dixie? There's encroachment call coming up, apparently. Lindsley throwing deep. There's Hamilton. Hamilton is going to go for the touchdown. Flag on the play, but I think it's going to be against Dixie. And Hamilton out of that backfield. Ricks just running roughshod over Dixie. They might as well take the cleats off. They could probably do it right now in stocking feet the way things are going. The penalty is against Dixie, so the touchdown is good with 6:44 left in the Dixie defense. Getting stung by the pass to Hamilton. Jim coming to that side. Hamilton had it all away.
Yes, he did, Larry. Rick seems to be working this side a lot this half. They're flooding them out here and bringing the backs out. They're sending their ends to the inside and bringing the backs, fast backs coming out here and shooting the flare.
To do the kicking is Jim Hogan once again, and Dixie down by a touchdown and a field goal one more time. If Hogan can get the point after, add that on it, and make it a 10-point lead for Ricks. And Rex, the Rexburg, Idaho school, just doing everything in the world against Dixie. Flag on the play, and we have a delay of game coming up against Ricks, so the point after will have to come from 5 yards farther back. 5-yard penalty against Ricks with 6:44 left in the first half of play. Dixie struggles and struggles and struggles and has picked up two touchdowns. Ricks just seems to fly through that Dixie defense and come back with the score. Lindsley, everything is going well today for Lindsley. Reeves is having a little better day today than he did in Rexburg. The kick is up. Does it fade? Nope, not enough. It is good. Make it 24-14. Rick's out in front with 6:44 left in a half. Back in 30 seconds.
Not only are prices being reduced on 83 and 84 Volkswagens at St. George Volkswagen this month, such as a $3,400 reduction on their 83 Quantum Wagon and an $800 reduction on the 83 Rabbit Wolfberg Editions, but their great used car selection is priced to please, too. See the pre-owned vehicles now available at St. George Volkswagen. It's the opportunity of a lifetime to get that second car at a price you just can't beat. They're selling low at St. George Volkswagen right now.
Rick's doing a job on defense right now, and Rex, there's frustration along that Dixie College sidelines.
Yes, there is, Larry. And, of course, we're just listening here to a couple of the comments by Coach Groshaw. And right now, just putting a little bit of the blame on the Dixie defensive line of shooting inside instead of staying wide to the right, because that's actually where Lindsley actually went around to and then set up and threw the ball. He actually didn't set up right in the pocket. So right now, Dixie really getting burnt defensively, especially in the backfield, Rick's the offensive players get down there 15, 20 yards, and then it's just all but nothing but end zone.
5-yard penalty on the ensuing kickoff, apparently an encroachment call against Dixie on that kick, and it's going to be marched off, so Rick's will be kicking from the 45-yard line. Lindsley, this is not unusual. Lindsley is averaging 293 yards through the air in the game, and if you get Lindsley out of there, Huntsman is almost as good. Some people think better, because he has the ability to scramble. It's a passing offense for Ricks, and Ricks has scored on the pass. Three touchdowns and a field goal. It's going to fade out of bounds, and it will be a touchback to Dixie. First down and 10 for the Rebels at the Dixie 20-yard line, and Dixie's got to do something to stop Ricks, as the Dixie defense is getting burned. 42 points last week, 41 against Ricks before. Dixie, with that stubborn defense, suddenly having problems over the last couple of games. First down and 10 for Dixie. Wade to the left, Boxley to the right. Quarterback Todd Reeves, let's double check. It looks like Reeves once again. 6:44 left in the first half, and Dixie down by 10 points. 24-14, down and out, pattern to Wade, overshoots his man. Wade down the sidelines, double covered out there on Wade, as Ty Turco and Willie Chai both out there. Incompleted pass. Rex, they would have had to have threaded the needle pretty well to come up with that pass completion to Wade.
Well, yes, he would have, Larry. Of course, they were really trying to get it completed, then step out of bounds to stop a little time on the clock, or else go right down the sideline for a tightrope balancing act. But yet, there were two defenders out there on Ron Wade, and it would have had to have been an excellent pass to be complete.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Back to pass, Todd Reeves. Reeves looking for help. Over the middle, there is his man. Overshoots the tight end, but there is double coverage on the tight end, Pove, too. Second down, third down, 10 yards to go. Incompleted pass again. And Dixie looking very ragged. And it is exactly what was taking place at Rexburg, Idaho, as Ricks owned Dixie. And Ricks owns Dixie again today. Nobody else can own Dixie. Nobody else seems to be able to manage the Rebels, but Rick seems to be able to handle them quite handily. Back to pass, Todd Reeves shapes up in the pocket, overshoots his man, intercepted. Thrown too high. Ty Turco coming the other way at the 40. Turco at the 35, at the 30. Pushed out of bounds inside the 25-yard line at the 23. And there's a flag upfield and another flag on the far side. We'll have to wait and see what's taking place. And the Dixie ball player is down, but he's getting up slowly. Let's see what the call's going to be. The pass interception by Turco. Let's see if it stands. The officials trying to unscramble things now. Now the question is, we have a hold coming up against Dixie, and apparently a personal foul, illegal use of hands against Dixie. Both of them decline. Clip against Ricks coming back the other way. So the pass interception will stand. After no turnovers in the first quarter, suddenly Dixie has turned the football over twice, once on a fumble once on a pass interception. And something about Rick's Vikings says the Dixie this year, you can't play against them. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But Dixie, not looking anything like the bull-bound Dixie Rebel team at all. And Rick's College looking like the team that should be going. 15-yard penalty coming up against Rick's College now on the ensuing clip. So Dixie will not have to face Rick's College deep in Dixie territory, but Rick's will have the football and command the football again. Put it back, first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 38-yard line, and Rick's College on the downhill side again. Rex, what's up?
It's first and 25.
The clip came after the young man was out of bounds then. First down, 25 yards to go, and put it back at the Dixie 38. That may be a break for Dixie. Let's see if Huntsman is in. No, it's Lindsley still. Lindsley, back to pass. Lindsley in that pocket, throws complete. Pushed out of bounds, looks to be Todd Erickson. Let's double-check the number. Yes, it is, Todd Erickson. Jim, once again, Lindsley having all the time in the world.
Yes, he did. And as I said earlier, they're really working this side on the crosses and down and outs. I really look forward to working this side a little bit more.
Second down, 19 yards to go for Rick's College. Put it at the Dixie 32. Within field goal territory anyway. 6:19 left in the first half. Dixie down by 10, 24-14, and Dixie cannot afford to get down anymore. Not against Rick's College. That's what happened in Rexburg, and then Rick's could just relax. The pressure was off at that point, in motion. Back to pass, Lindsley setting up the screen play. It's too big for Erickson. Incompleted pass. Enough pressure put on by Dixie coming through there to where Lindsley could not shape up with a screen pass as well as he would like to. Erickson was there, but also with some Dixie defenders. The pressure coming from the Dixie linebacking corps. Make it third down, 19 yards to go at the Dixie 32. Dixie, one of the keys might be if Dixie can get a turnover from Rick's and take advantage of it. Third down, 19 yards to go. Rick's College, very confident, very relaxed. They have nothing to do except just try to upset Dixie. Wide receivers on each side, back to pass. Lindsley under pressure. Let's fly with the pass. Complete. First and goal to go to Wobig. Lindsley under pressure through that pass. And Wobig had it right in the midsection. First and goal. And Dixie bowing very low to Rick's College right now. Put it just inside the 3-yard line. Jim, you're down in that area, 3 or 2 yard line.
That's about the 2.5-yard line, Larry. I want to say that pass was right in there, and he had all day long to stand there and wait for it, too.
Just as the pressure got to him, he had to throw it out through a curtain of Dixie arms, but it was there. 5:54 left in the first half, and Rick's College threatening to break the game open at this point. Fumble on the play. Lindsley got it. Lindsley pulled away from his center too soon. Virtually no loss on the play. Maybe a half yard. Make it second down and goal to go from inside the Dixie 3. Lindsley jumped on that football in a hurry. Rick's College was able to push it in from in close twice, or consistently against Dixie at Rexburg, but they haven't needed to get very close this time, as all of the plays have been bombs, most of them, at least the plays that have given Rick's the lead, 24-14, threatening again Lindsley. Into the end zone, the pass complete to Ellsworth. Went up and over, Mike Bush. Complete to Ellsworth, and Lindsley once again with a pass completion. And Dixie suddenly down 30-14. As the touchdown with 5:12 left in the first half of play, and this is a wild scoring first half. Rick's College commanding Dixie. And to do the kicking, Jim Hogan. Quarterback Huntsman to do the holding. Rick's College will have the bragging rights over Dixie. Poor snap. There's a flag on the play, and it may be encroachment against Dixie. Huntsman will be thrown down. And it looks like Rick's may have another shot at it. It looked like Dixie coming from the outside jumped too soon. Rex, you're over on that side. It looked like your side. Is that the problem? Oh, missed it. Jim. 5:12 left in the First half of play, half the distance, the penalty against Dixie, and Ricks College will try it once again. Will Ricks go for the two-point conversion? Apparently so. Ron Hahn sending in Lindsley, and Ricks College going for the two-point conversion. Hogan coming out as Dixie provided the opportunity with the penalty. Timeout called by Ricks with 5:12 left in the first half of play. It's 30-14. Ricks out in front of Dixie. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back.
If Charlie can't get it for you, you don't need it. Charlie Randall of Randall Distributing has tires, chain link fencing, cement, and a freeze, and about anything else you'd need. Discover how easy it is to deal with Randall Distributing, where you save money and get satisfaction, too. Randall's also serves you with heavy-duty general trucking and will haul any kind of load anywhere in the western states. Visit the big Quonset building and see Charlie for all your trucking needs. And while you're there, stock up on antifreeze. Save money at Randall Distributing, 761 Red Rock Road in the Industrial Park.
30-14, the score has been doubled on Dixie, as Ricks has been able to manhandle the Rebels. Once again, Lindsley going for the two-point conversion. That would force Dixie into a two-point conversion somewhere along the way in order to come back. Lindsley hands it off to Holt. The fumble into the end zone. No good. Holt, just about as he got to the one-yard line, had the ball kick out of his hands. Dixie hit it out of there. No good on the two-point conversion. Make it 30-14. 5:12 left in the first half. Back in 30 seconds.
Looking for a place to buy, rent, or sell? Then look no further than Jerry Jensen Rental Agency. Jerry Jensen Rental Agency has a complete list of all available home and apartment rentals, as well as a list of properties and homes for sale. The Jerry Jensen Rental Agency staff is devoted to serve you with their time and their professionalism. So when you're in need of a place to rent or purchase for an investment, contact Jerry Jensen Rental Agency, 590 East St. George Boulevard.
The 22nd touchdown pass of the year for Lindsley on Ellsworth. First, Dixie has been down 30-14 now. I must double check back through the last game. I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember how that one, the score progressed on that one. We'll double check that in just a couple of moments. The kick coming down. It will end up in the end zone, taken by John Smiley. Smiley wants to run it out. Smiley looking for a block. Smiley gets one block, gets tripped up at the 10-yard line. Not, in retrospect, not a wise play, but Smiley looked like he was going to have the running room. Rex, he is down now. Did he twist an ankle? It looks like he's getting up very slowly.
Well, he went down very quickly, Larry, but it was more or less he went down because he was jumping over one of the lineman that was on the ground, and he may have twisted it in the air, but he got up rather slowly.
First down and 10 for Dixie, down by 16 points. Quarterback Todd Reeves split the running backs behind Reeves. The running game has been slowed considerably from what it was against Snow last week. The passing game has not been all that great either. Marcus Brown breaks to the outside. Brown has some running room. Brown has the first down. Down the sidelines, pushed out of bounds at the Dixie 32-yard line, and Marcus Brown, the spark of this ball club. Brown makes holes. Rex, Marcus Brown, by all intents and purposes, should have been stopped. Instead, is at the 31-yard line.
Well, that's true, Larry. Of course, if they was counting the steps that that young man was putting on the ground there, trying to find that hole, I bet he ran 40 steps to get that one extra block and that one extra hole. He's a superb athlete because he's fast and he's quick. Can find those empty holes when they're vacant.
First down and 10 for Dixie. Dixie trying to get another score on the board if they can. Handoff goes to Brown again into the middle of that defense. Brown up to the 35-yard line. Bulldog down by number 9, Ty Torco. Torco, who owns a pass interception on the day. Dixie gets up to the 35-yard line. Second down, 6 yards to go. Dixie has to struggle for every touchdown. Ricks, on the other hand, seems to fly through Dixie. Second and 6 coming up for the Rebels. Boxley to the right. Rob Watkins to the left. Dixie was able to explode for a 95-yard touchdown pass to Boxley in Rexburg. Reeves down and out pattern to Boxley. Boxley gets the first down, and that's it. There's Baron Smith. Smith being challenged by Boxley again. Smith not being able to keep Boxley away from the first down, but Dixie gets the first down. put it at the Dixie 42-yard line. First down and 10 for the Rebels. 4:14 left in the first half of play. Dixie down by 16 points, 30-14. Dixie has never led in this ball game. The closest they've been is 0-0 and 7-7. Hand off goes to Christensen. Up the middle, Christensen dives to the 45. Jordan Christensen, if he had been able to keep his feet, would have had a little more running room, but tripped up as he got to the line of scrimmage, got 3 quick yards. Second down and 7, put it at the Dixie 45. Clock running with 3:43 left in the first half. Dixie needs to bring that back within 10 points before the half if they expect to have a good shot against Ricks. Reeves down and out pattern to Wade. Wade, does he hang on to it? Yes, he does. One hands it into Rick's territory. Wade got one hand on it, almost dropped it, but the fingers were sticky enough to hang on. Mark it inside the Rick's 41-yard line, almost to the 40. First down and 10. Wade saving the pass and gets a ooh and an ah and applause from the fans. Rex, beautiful pass play to Wade.
Yes, it was, Larry. Ron Wade, typical effort by Ron Wade, as we was able to see him do that so many times last year with Dixie High School. A superb effort by Ron Wade.
First and 10, fumble on the play. Todd Reeves drops the football, and Rex gets it back. Turnover again. Getting through with the football is number 66 for Rick's George Aquina. Fumble. And Dixie, with 3:01 left in the first half, stumbling over themselves right now to hand it back to Rick's College. Rex, this is a case of really Dixie helping themselves be embarrassed right now.
Well, really, Larry, Dixie's really beating themselves. Of course, you can't take anything away from the Rex College Vikings today because they came here to play, but several times now Dixie's turned the ball over in crucial situations.
First down and 10, put it at the Rex 43-yard line. Lindsley to McGarry. McGarry to the outside, gets beyond Justice. McGarry has the first down into Dixie territory. Jim Simmons, Rex College, getting more momentum, and they look unbeatable right now.
Yes, they are, Larry. You can definitely tell over here on the sideline that that definitely turned it around. They were kind of lackadaisical, I think, after building up that little bit of a lead, but that fumble recovery helped.
George Aquina, the man who is sparking Rick's College on this series, first down and 10. McGarry, with that first down run, put it at the Dixie 45-yard line, and Dixie threatening to be blown right off the field by Rick's College. Rick's did it at Rexburg. Threatening to do it worse here. Back to pass. Lindsley scrambling, throwing, has the pass complete to Wobig. Wobig has Lindsley scrambling more than he ever did at Rexburg. As he rolled to the right, did not really have that much pressure on him at any time, but showing that he can scramble with the football. But at the Dixie 36-yard line. Make it second down, a long yard coming up after the pass completion to Wobig. As we mentioned, Lindsley, 22 touchdown passes on the year, averaging over 293 yards a game, has got to be close to that 300-yard mark before this game is over, and probably will put his average above 300 the way things are going. 1:55 left in the first half. Rick's threatening again. Lindsley throwing the pass. The pass is complete to Hamilton at the 20. Hamilton trying to outrace Dixie into the end zone. Hamilton will be first and goal at the 1. Saving tackle made by Mike Bush. As Hamilton came back across the field, and Hamilton doing the job right now on Dixie. Hamilton much more of a force in this game than he ever was at Rexburg. First and goal at the Dixie 1. And Dixie being embarrassed in their last game of the year right now, as Ricks has come to play, relaxed, doing the job, and the matchup with Ricks and Dixie is heavily Ricks this year. And it's amazing how it's gone. CEU has given everybody a bad time, although they will not, they definitely cannot win the championship. Handoff goes to Kurt Holt. Stops at that line of scrimmage. Maybe a half yard gain. Jim, he was very close to that goal line.
Yes, he was, Larry. In fact, he reached out and put the ball over the line. Of course, they put it back.
Second down, goal to go inside the Dixie 1. A minute left in the first half of play, and Ricks College threatening to make a shambles out of the Dixie defense. Wide to the right will come Ellsworth, who owns one touchdown reception already today. Lindsley going against that Dixie defense. Handoff goes to Holt. Holt in for the touchdown. Holt made that one as he was grabbed low by Leon Austin and just drugged Austin with him. Holt on the run, and Dixie has an almost insurmountable Ricks lead to overcome at this point. Dixie has not been able to solve the Ricks defense and has turned the football over three times now. With 38 seconds left, Dixie has dropped behind 36-14. And to do the kicking for Ricks will not be the kicking. It'll be the two-point conversion attempt. Lindsley will go after it again. 36-14. Ricks College trying to get the two-point conversion. Fake the handoff. Lindsley into the end zone. Complete to Todd Erickson. Make it 38-14. And Dixie being humiliated right now by 24 points with 38 seconds left in the first half. Back in 30 seconds.
Why put doubt in your tires? Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires. Just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
Get together with value. That's
38 seconds left in the first half of play. Dixie trailing 38-14. Ricks College doing everything right and Dixie doing very little right. And this is Shades of Rexburg, Idaho. Hogan with a long kick will be taken at the goal line by Mike Bush. Bush looking for some running room. Gets at the 20. Bush at the 25. Rolled down near the 26-yard line is where they really stepped out of bounds. First down and 10 for Dixie at their own 26. Dixie, the question is, are you content to go in? With 32 seconds left, do you try to get one more score? Rex, Dixie looks stunned along the sidelines from up here.
Well, it not only looks stunned, Larry, but I think everything has to be capped up into one word, and that's just total frustration. Everybody on the sideline just cannot believe anything. That's what's happening here in the first half. And, of course, you can't take anything from Rex because they came here to play.
Todd Reeves back to pass. Down and out pattern to Ron Wade. Complete first down. Wade had the ball thrown behind him, but that was enough to lean him forward and give him more yardage, actually, as Wade had to whirl around to get the pass. Mark it down at the 37-yard line. First and 10 for Dixie at the Dixie 37. 26 seconds left. Timeout called by Dixie with 26 left in the first half. 38-14. Ricks with the lead back in 30 seconds.
After a ball game, the popular place to head for is A&W Drive-In. A snack at the A&W is an elegant way to top off the day. A&W has a big assortment of delicious food items, including savory burgers, plump and juicy hot dogs, fries, onion rings, tasty root beer to wash it down with. Oh, and don't forget those extraordinary milkshakes. We keep telling you about the milkshakes because they are so delicious. Superb is the word. At A&W, where else?
Back at the Hanson Stadium, 26 seconds left in the first half. Dixie, at their own 37-yard line, wants to get one more score if they can. You look for Joe Boxley, everybody else is right now. Quarterback Todd Reeves. Reeves, back to pass, has some time. Reeves, throwing the pass to Ron Wade. Wade, pushed out of bounds. Steps out of bounds in the Ricks territory and up for the first down. Working the sideline pattern, everybody looking for Boxley and Ron Wade getting more passes. Put it at the Ricks 48-yard line. First down and 10. Almost like the two-minute drill now in the pros with 21 seconds left. Dixie trying to get another score. Dixie, last series of downs, could have brought the game back in tow, but a fumble on the snap made the difference as Ricks took that and then went in for the touchdown. Reeves back to pass. Down and out pattern goes to Joe Boxley. Too big for Boxley. Baron Smith gives Boxley a little shove. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Ricks 48-yard line. That runs another 5 seconds off the clock. Dixie Running game has been slowed considerably today. Ricks College, on the other hand, has not been stung in the backfield nearly as much as they normally can be stung. That seems to be the weakness, and Snow College has been able to capitalize it on it, and Dixie has not. Back to pass. Todd Reeves has some time. Over the middle, has it knocked up into the air by Greg, intended for Greg Sharp. Two men came together with Sharp. There on the coverage is number 21, Willie Chai. Also in there on the coverage was Todd Bradford. That stops the clock. Third down and 10 yards to go at the Ricks 48-yard line. Sharp was there, but so were three Ricks defenders. 10 seconds left in the first half of play. Wide right is Boxley. Wide left is Ron Wade. Split the running backs behind the quarterback, Todd Reeves. Reeves has some time, throws the screen pass, complete to Marcus Brown. Brown can't find any running room. Now he does. Brown off to the races. Brown has to beat one man. Brown inside the 20, steps out of bounds as time runs out at the 18-yard line, and Brown cannot get it. Brown almost came up with the big run, and Brown frustrated, and that's the way the day has gone. Steps out of bounds at the 18 with no time left. He would have been tackled at that point. The halftime score, 38-14. Ricks out in front of Dixie. Let's take a 60-second break and recap the action.
You know, it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner
30 points. And it's almost the case if you want to fold the tent and go home at this point. As Kurt Holt makes it 44-14. On the run, two shots at that Dixie line. 13:45 left in the third quarter of play. Now you can second guess a little bit. I wonder if Dixie had not received a bowl bid, would they still get it? And would they have been more fired up for this game? The kick by Hogan is off to the left. No good. Make it 44-14 with 13:45 left in the third quarter. 30-point lead by Ricks back in 30 seconds.
This time of year, economy comes cheap at St. George Volkswagen. The time has come to see St. George Volkswagen and drive off with a great deal on the remaining 83 Volkswagens. They've lowered the prices to clear out the 83s, and some of the 84s are already in, and you can make a great deal on those, too. How about an 83 Quantum wagon loaded with the goodies, including air? Factory-suggested retail price, $13,670. For just $10,250, it's waiting for you at St. George Volkswagen.
You're listening to 1450 KDXU in St. George.
13:45 left in the third quarter. Stan, you were mentioning a comment. Stan Murray's back up along the sidelines. Getting cold along the sidelines, huh? You're back up here in the booth.
No, I just got tired of what was going on the sidelines. I just mentioned to you that Coach Croshaw and Benny Hamilton caught that last pass just before half. Coach Croshaw just looked around and said, if anybody's got any suggestions, I'll take them.
The kick by Hogan. Everything going right for Ricks. Taken by Mike Bush at the 9-yard line. Dixie down by 30 points. Bush trying to get some running room. Gets back to the 17. And it's going to be a case of Dixie almost having to score every time they have the football from here on out. First down and 10. At the Dixie 17-yard line. The clock here in the third quarter is already in Ricks' favor. You're 30 points down. You have 13 minutes and 40 seconds left. Unless Dixie gets a couple of quick bombs, Dixie is going to have to score with every time down. If they can get a couple of scores on the board earlier in the third quarter, then they might have a little luxury on their comeback attempt. But right now, Todd Reeves, play action pass, throws over the middle. There's Boxley. The pass is not there. It was thrown low. Rex, Boxley was open enough for the first down, and the pass wasn't there. Yes, Jeff.
Reeves was hit on that and seems to be hurt a little bit, holding his right wrist.
Reeves is staying in there, though. Reeves was hit on the play as he let go of the football. Reeves had enough time with that play action. That seemed to be the successful thing at Rexburg. What little success was enjoyed there. Make it second down, 10 yards to go. Reeves back to pass. Reeves will be dumped on in a hurry. Number 40, Rob Lee, coming from the outside. Ricks can afford to gamble right now with a 30-point lead. This is fun time for the Vikings. Make a third down and put Dixie deep in a hole back at the 9-yard line, and that may be a gift to Dixie to put it right there. Third down, 18 yards to go.